The second spiritual law of success is the law of giving. This law could also be called the law of giving and receiving, because the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Nothing is static. Your body is in dynamic and constant exchange with the body of the universe. Your mind is dynamically interacting with the mind of the cosmos. Your energy is an expression of cosmic energy. This harmonious interaction of elements and forces in your life operates as the law of giving and receiving. And because your body and your mind and the universe are in constant and dynamic exchange, if you stop the circulation of energy, it's like stopping the flow of blood. As soon as you stop the flow of blood, it begins to clot, to coagulate, to strangle. That is why you must give and receive in order to keep wealth and affluence and abundance or anything you want in life circulating in your life. Money is really a symbol of the life energy we exchange and the life energy we use as a result of the service we provide to the universe. And in order to keep that energy coming to us, we have to keep the energy circulating. If you stop the circulation of money, if your only intention is to hold on to the money, since it is life energy, you will stop the circulation. Like a river, money must keep flowing, otherwise it begins to stagnate, to strangulate, and it can no longer support life. Circulation is what keeps it alive and vital. The word affluence, in fact, comes from the root word affluere, which means to flow to. The word affluence means to flow in abundance. In reality, receiving is the same thing as giving, because giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. The more you give, the more it will return to you, because you keep the abundance of the universe circulating in your life. What goes up must come down. What goes out must come back. And the return is directly proportional to the giving, which is unconditional and from the heart. The best way to put the law of giving into operation, to start the process of circulation, is to make a decision that any time you come into contact with anyone, you will give them something. It doesn't have to be in the form of material things. It could be a flower, a compliment, or a prayer. In fact, the most powerful forms of giving are non-material. The gifts of caring, attention, affection, appreciation, and love are some of the most precious gifts you can give, and they don't cost you anything. When you meet someone, you can silently send them a blessing, wishing them happiness, joy, and laughter. This kind of silent giving can be very powerful. One of the things that I was taught as a child, and which I taught my children also, is never to go to anyone's house without taking something. Never visit anyone without bringing them a gift. You may say, how can I give to others when at the moment I don't have enough myself? You could bring a flower, one flower. You can bring a note or a card which says something about your feelings for the person you're visiting. You can bring a compliment. You can bring a prayer. But make a decision to give wherever you go, to whomever you see. And as long as you're giving, you will be receiving. Again, it doesn't have to be anything material, but by and by include material things also. They don't have to be expensive. The most important thing is to start the process of circulation. The more you give, the more confidence you will gain in that it brings things to you. And the more you receive, the more you will also be able to give.
Applying the law of giving.
I will put the law of giving into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. Wherever I go, and whoever I encounter, I shall bear a gift for them. The gift may be a compliment, a flower, or a prayer. Today I shall give something to everyone I come into contact with. And so I will begin the process of circulating wealth and affluence in my life and in the life of others. 2. Today I will gratefully receive all the gifts that life has to offer me. I will receive the gifts of nature, sunlight and the sound of birds singing, or spring showers, or the first snow of winter. I will also be open to receiving from others, whether it be in the form of a material gift, money, a compliment, or a prayer. 3. I will make a commitment to keep wealth circulating in my life by giving and receiving life's most precious gifts, the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love. Each time I meet someone, I will silently wish them happiness, joy, and laughter.